Violence against women is front and center in the national conversation. The Baltimore Ravens fired player Ray Rice after TMZ released a video where he knocked his then-fiancée unconscious. A South African judge found sprinter Oscar Pistorius guilty of culpable homicide in the death of his girlfriend. The resonance of these cases doesn't just reflect the advent of viral videos and social media. 20 years ago today, President Bill Clinton signed a massive crime bill that broke the silence on violence against women. The bill funded programs to train police to investigate attacks and funded shelters for battered women. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the bill's legacy.
A key part of that 1994 law, known as the Violence Against Women Act, redefined wife beating as a crime rather than a joke. It's hard to believe now, but for years, that was a source of humor in TV sitcoms. Remember Ralph Cramden taunting his wife in The Honeymooners?
Pow! Right in the kitchen!
That punchline wasn't so funny anymore back in 1994, but people still didn't take the issue as seriously as they should. Melanie Sloan worked on the legislation as a young House aide in those years.
For one thing, the Violence Against Women Act made it clear that violence against women was a major problem, and it hadn't really been recognized as such previous to that bill.
Vice President Joe Biden, the lead Senate sponsor of the legislation at the time, says domestic violence hid in the shadows in the 1990s. Biden remembered the mood in a speech this week.
And no one, virtually no one, called it a crime. It was a family affair.
A family affair with no national domestic violence hotlines and few housing options. Ruth Glennon, advocate for women, remembered that when she parted with her abusive husband in 1992, there was no place to turn.
Over the next few months, my husband then harassed and stalked and even kidnapped me at one point. Soon after, he found me again, shot me, and left me for dead.
Ruth survived, and she went on to become director of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. The Violence Against Women Act survived, too. That was not true of the entire bill, but Congress renewed the domestic violence provisions several times. Lawmakers added an element to protect women from abusive boyfriends. Later, they included a new training program for doctors to screen patients for physical abuse. And last year, after a bruising political fight, Congress made social services available to people regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Women's rights groups point out that even today, the topic's never far from the news. The Baltimore Ravens incident this week touched off a firestorm on social media. Women posted deeply personal stories with hashtags labeled Why I Stayed and Why I Left. Out in the open, instead of the shadows, as when Ruth Glenn fled years ago.
In 1992, after 13 years of abuse, when I realized that it was happening to my son and I realized that the man that I married was not the person I had such hope and love for, and fear became an everyday event.
Glenn and many other women say the Violence Against Women Act changed the conversation and helped them change their lives. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.